2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say, play KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. This is your host, Taylor Morgan, joined here by my co-host, Mara Carabello. Mara, one of the wonderful things about living in the state of Utah is access to not just the outdoors,
right,
and an unparalleled variety of outdoor activities, but also access to all kinds of facilities that are here from the Olympics and just by virtue of living where we live. That means we have a lot of talent here in Utah that is training for the Olympics, particularly the Winter Olympics.
Yes. And we have the greatest snow on earth.
We do have the greatest. I mean, there are so many things to talk about with this. We could go on and on about what makes Utah great. But joining the show now, we have two sisters that are really special. We just saw a press release before the show that Elizabeth and Mary Bocock have been nominated to the U.S. Alpine Ski Team. They are two of a very elite group of only 40 athletes that have been nominated for membership in the U.S. Alpine Ski Team. This is a really, really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
We have with us now, joining the show, both Elizabeth and Mary Bocock are here with us now to talk about this. Elizabeth and Mary, thank you for joining.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, now age does not define your skill or your accomplishment, but you've got to tell us who's older, Elizabeth or Mary, and how old are you two?
Okay, so I'm Mary. I'm 18. I'm the older sister.
Okay.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I'm 16.
So have you guys been skiing since you were 3 years old?
Yeah, since we're two.
Two was the first time you hit the slope. So it was your parents who took you up first, as many of us have had that experience?
Yeah, so my mom was a ski racer herself, so we were into skiing from a young age. So we started at Alta and went from there.
Okay, I have to ask, who is the better skier? Who's better, Elizabeth or Mary? Do you have different disciplines, or are you both downhill? What are your disciplines, and who is the better skier definitively? Our listeners have to know.
I say Elizabeth is the better skier. We've never really competed against each other.
So what?
We'll find out this year.
So give us
Elizabeth being the youngest, sibling. Elizabeth has been chasing around. We have two older brothers too, and so Elizabeth has been trying to keep up her whole life with everyone, so she's a great skier.
So she had her game face on early because she had household competition.
Yes, exactly.
So
exactly.
What does it take? I think Mary, was it you that needed to rehab? Give us just a little sense. I'm going to start with Mary, and then I want to hear from Elizabeth. Just what does it take? Conditioning, working out. You guys are going to school. What does it take to make the U.S. ski team?
So I did. This year was my first big injury that I've had. I tore my LCL and a little bit of my meniscus when I was racing Canada, and that experience, it was really difficult. I mean, I knew it's sort of inevitable that skiers were going to get injured, but this past year, for the rest of the winter, I've just been in the gym. I've been rehabbing. I go to PT 3 to 4 times a week. I work out 5 times a week. And it's nice having other people around who are also injured, but I've also realized that it does take, of course, the sport has so many ups and downs. On any given day, anyone can be fast. Anyone can have a great run. Anyone can fall. And so it sort of gave me more perspective on the sport and as to how much ups and downs there are and to how much your success will fluctuate in a way.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Yeah, so Elizabeth, how about you? You're a 16-year-old. You're a student at Roland Hall here in Salt Lake City. What does your day look like? How do you incorporate skiing into your life?
So with our club team, with our school, it works is go to school in the morning and then in the winter, and then we train in the afternoon up at Park City. So that works in really well, actually, with my program because the club Romark is built to do this. So that has actually been really good. But what's been tough for me is been traveling so much, which, of course, you need to do for preseason camps to find snow and then racing all around the U.S. But that has been the hardest for me with school. But overall, Romark, our club, does a really good job of balancing school and athletics.
So we should probably give a shout out to your school here. Roland Hall is about 1,000 students. I think it's kindergarten through 12th grade. And they have what's called the Romark Ski Academy for the upperclassmen. And they actually, as Elizabeth well said, they incorporate skiing into this. So you should know that if you're interested. That's about Roland Hall. What's the drive that you have to have? Kind of describe, like, on a bad day, Elizabeth, how do you get yourself up and going?
That's something that I've been thinking about, especially this year. When I'm not as motivated as I usually am, I kind of think that, so I'm like the youngest in my age group so far. So I think that I'm always chasing to get to where I need to go. So I always know that I need to work harder in order to catch up to people. So that's kind of been my attitude with skiing, just because I'm the youngest of the siblings, so I'm always trying to catch up. But then also as the youngest in the division this year, I'm just trying to catch up to the older people, really.
That's a really big deal, and I want to make sure we give you full credit for that. You are the youngest addition to the upcoming season's team and the only new member from the state of Utah. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
That's a big deal. We're super proud of you. Congratulations on that. I know that you were like super polite and nice to each other, and you neither of you were willing to say who's the better skier, and that's okay because I'm not trying to create drama in the house here, but which of you has a better GPA?
Definitely Mary.
Mary, how's your GPA looking? You in good shape for the end of the year?
Yes, I am in very good shape.
a really good job, like organizing everything and always being really good with communication. Mary's definitely the better student.
Well, I can't imagine that it's easy for both of you, and I certainly know that I would not have been able to handle so much on my schedule when I was in high school. We need to wrap, but I have, 30 seconds. I have to know the answer to this question. I also grew up skiing at Alta. Sounds like both of you did as well. Okay, on a powder day, no school, where are you skiing? What line? Are you going to Collins and hitting High Boy? Are you heading over to Supreme and hitting Catherine's? Are you going for Sugarloaf and shooting
for
Greeley?
All right, let him answer.
Go.
I say High Rustler on a powder day. Go up Collins.
Nice. Okay, Elizabeth, you?
Yeah, High Rustler.
I actually like Snowbird better.
Oh, and I'm more brutal.
With Snowbird,
well done, Elizabeth.
Brutal. Not cool, but I respect it.
Hey, congratulations to both of you. Thanks for giving us a little insight tonight. We will look forward to following your careers. And again, congratulations on the US ski team.
Congrats.
And representing Utah.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. We're going to stay a little outdoors. We're going to stay a little recreational. Join us because Taylor is presenting a controversial, no, it's not, an interesting topic that I'll bet you're not following at Zions National Park. Stay tuned. KSL at Night's coming back.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.